Absolutely, because I actually think they were daft, politically inept, stupid, and frankly, sort of really with no political nous to introduce these regulations. Because for Joe Public, it basically looked they all had their snouts in the trough, they all wanted to cover everything up, and it's not true because a lot of them are quite honest and don't do this. But it basically was a political own goal. This whole measure, because it made MPs separate from every other public official, chief constables, councillors, chief executives, civil servants, you name it, have to produce details of expenses if there's an FOI request. MPs were going to be exempt.
But as you said earlier, there is clearly potential now for embarrassment among our politicians.
Well, enormous embarrassment. I mean, already in a very limited disclosure that only affected 14 MPs, it threw up information like Margaret Beckett spent over £1,900 on having a pergola and lots of exotic plants put in her Derbyshire constituency home garden, and that raised eyebrows. And Barbara Follett, who is the wife of the famous millionaire author Ken Follett, claimed £1,600 to have her windows cleaned of her London home, and that has come out already. And there have been previous disclosures that have come out through inquiries by the Parliamentary Standards Officer, like the Wintertons, and Nicholas Winterton and his wife were claiming 21,000 a year rent from a trust they had set up on a flat so their children would benefit, and this was actually ruled out of all order by the commission.